This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Some 48,000 teaching assistants, tutors, and researchers didn't show up for work this week at the University of California's 10 campuses. It's what organizers are calling the largest higher education strike in the country's history. Workers say they're not paid enough to live in the expensive cities where their schools are located. They're asking for higher pay, subsidies for childcare, and free public transit passes. The University of California says its proposed wages are near the top of the pay scale when compared to other public universities. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes reports.
On a regular weekday, Stephanie Redmond would be working in a neuroscience laboratory at the University of California, San Francisco, trying to figure out what certain brain cells do. Evidently, that's something we still don't know, but...
And that's one of the questions that's on hold right now.
Redmond's one of the workers who went on strike this week. She notes the starting salary for postdoctoral scholars like her is about $56,000 at UCSF. But in San Francisco, median rent on a one-bedroom apartment is over $3,000 a month. Childcare costs can run just as high. So when Redmond had a baby, her family moved to a town 90 minutes away from the school.
That's how my family makes it work, but it shouldn't have to be like that.
One reason non-tenured academics are low paid is that public colleges receive less government funding than they used to. William A. Herbert studies collective bargaining among academics at Hunter College in New York.
As a result, that has caused there to be a push trying to figure out ways to essentially save money.
One way schools are saving money is by relying more on these grad students and postdocs to do the teaching and research that used to be done by tenured professors. Rutgers economist Paul LaVoose says these workers traditionally accepted lower pay in return for the chance to become one of those professors.
That trade-off is not happening in the same way anymore.
That's partly because there are way fewer of those roles to apply for. Less than half of all faculty positions in the U.S. are now tenured. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.